NATI Certified Provisional Interpreter Test, English Auslan. Simultaneous Monologue Task, English into Auslan. This recording contains three parts: the task instructions, the interpreting brief, and the monologue task. Task instructions. The monologue is a 3-minute recording in English. The monologue will be played once with no pauses. You cannot request a repetition of any part of the monologue. You must interpret this monologue into Auslan using the simultaneous mode. This means starting to interpret as soon as possible and continuing for the duration of the monologue. In reality, you would be standing beside the speaker at the front of the room. However, as this is a test situation and a pre-recorded speech, you will deliver the speech standing in the test room and will be positioned in front of the screen displaying the presenter's monologue. The following interpreting brief provides the context for the monologue. Interpreting brief. This presentation is part of a Year 7 orientation evening for families with a student entering the local high school at the start of next year. The principal, Mr. Wilson, has just introduced the final speaker for the evening, Mr. Mark Cooper, the Year 7 coordinator. He will give the families information about the equipment and resources students will need for their studies. The presentation is taking place in the school hall, and the audience includes a deaf couple whose hearing daughter will be starting at the school next year. The deaf couple are both bilingual, having been born to deaf parents and raised with Auslan as their first language. They have both completed tertiary education and have a high level of English literacy. The monologue task begins now. Good evening, and thank you, Mr. Wilson, for the introduction. I know tonight there has been quite a lot of information to process, so I'll ask you to bear with me a little longer while we go through some of the equipment requirements for next year. You should have collected an information pack as you walked into the hall tonight. This has information about our one-to-one laptop program and our student resource scheme that you can also read at home. I know the Year 7s are all very excited about getting their own laptops, and there are a couple of things that we need you to do as a family to make sure they get them on day one. We need you to fill out the form regarding fees and to make a choice about how to make payment. You have two options. You can either pay in full or you can pay in 3 installments across the first 3 terms. We also need you to return the agreement form. This requires a signature from both a parent and your child. We require both of these forms by the 14th of December so that we can have and start preparing the laptops for collection on day one next year. If the form is not returned by that date, we can't guarantee that your child's laptop will be ready on time. The other part of the information pack explains our student resource scheme. If you have a look at the blue form that was in the pack, there is a list of all the textbooks and special equipment that your child is going to use in their first year. Instead of families purchasing everything on the list, we ask you to make a one-off payment of $320. So that the school can purchase all these items and the students can borrow them. Now, this works out considerably cheaper than purchasing all of the textbooks yourself. And finally, Mrs. Curtin has asked me to remind you all that the uniform shop closes at the end of term, but will reopen 2 weeks before school starts. Thank you, and I look forward to meeting you and your child in the new year. End of task.